Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, July 17th, 2026. And first up today, we're heading into Belfast to see what the Countercurrent Collective is up to.
Hey, it's Courtney and John back with Countercurrent Collective. We are the most adventurous theater company here in Maine, and we are based right here in the Midcoast in Belfast. Our mission is to celebrate our shared humanity through intimate and immersive storytelling.
And our current production is our most ambitious project yet. It's a site-specific show, Uncle Vanya, which is a modern classic by Anton Chekhov that still resonates very deeply today, about a rural community whose lives are disrupted by the arrival of an aging professor and his beautiful young wife.
And as usual, Countercurrent is bringing this production to you with a twist. We are transporting our audiences to the Serebryakov farm in Appleton, where we guide our audiences through four different locations. There's also food and drink and music. So it really is a immersion for all five senses.
Some of it's outside, some of it's inside. And we're really excited to bring this kind of immersive theater to the area. Tickets are selling, and you can find all the information on our website at countercurrent.com. And if you want to get on the wait list, or if you have any other questions, you can email us at connect@becountercurrent.com or give us a call at 720-496-3297. We're really excited about this one, and we hope to see you at the show this summer.
Bye.
Thanks, John and Courtney. Up next, more from the ICE protest in Bangor earlier this week.
Our next speaker is Adrian from the Maine Multicultural Center. Really grateful to be here and speaking to you today, even though it's for very, very sad news. I'm also coming as an immigrant myself. We gather today with heavy hearts. We mourn the loss of a loss. Joan Sebastian Guerrero was killed senselessly in Bideford yesterday, and we demand a full and independent investigation. And while we await this investigation, we recognize that this tragedy is sending waves of fear, grief, and uncertainty in our immigrant communities. Every day at the Maine Multicultural Center, we work alongside families that have made Maine their home. They have come here because they are looking for better opportunities. They are fleeing persecution. They are fleeing political oppression. They are fleeing horrible economic situations. And they are just trying to build a better future for their families. And while they are doing that, they are becoming members of our community. They are our neighbors. They are our friends. They are our relatives, our coworkers, our classmates, their children. Fill our classrooms with joy. They keep our schools open. These people are the people that are taking care of our elderly. They bring their expertise. They bring their training, their education, their cultural background, their diversity. So I'm really grateful that we live in a community that recognizes them, this, and welcomes them. And I also recognize that there's no place for ICE in our neighborhoods and our communities. Today is a time to grieve. It's also a time to stand together. Regardless of where we come from or the language that we speak, our shared humanity calls us to respond with compassion instead of fear, with understanding instead of division. To our immigrant neighbors, you are not alone. We see you, we stand with you, and we will continue working every day to ensure that Maine is a place where everyone is treated with dignity and respect. And now I'll say the same in Spanish for our neighbors, just this paragraph. A nuestros vecinos migrantes, no están solos. Nosotros estamos con ustedes. Y vamos a trabajar sin descanso día tras día para asegurarnos de que Maine sea un lugar donde todas las personas son tratadas con respeto y dignidad. May we honor this loss not only with our words, but with our commitment to caring for one another and strengthening our communities. Thank you very much.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend, take care of each other, and I'll see you on Monday.